UPS corporate spokesman Mike Monjo says the rapid package delivery company has slated 300 pilot jobs nationally for furlough, in keeping with a UPS cost-cutting regime.
Simply because we have more than we need to operate our airline right now. We are flying 48 fewer aircraft than we were at our peak in 2003. We've retired some of our older fleet types and brought in newer, larger, more efficient fleet types. Those aircraft also require only two crew members instead of three.
Monjo says UPS is flying fewer hours this year than in the past, further cutting the need for pilots. He says the bulk of the lost jobs, some 262 of them, will be from the company's Anchorage hub or domicile.
Our Anchorage is impacted so much by the furlough because it's where most of our junior crew members are. The furlough is being carried out in terms of reverse union seniority. Anchorage is a very important base for UPS. It's our jumping-off point to Asia. We actually will have no net change in workforce up here after the furloughs. We will backfill those positions with slightly more senior pilots who are currently flying in other parts of the UPS global network.
Anchorage's UPS hub opened in 2006. In the intervening 4 years, the economy has taken a downward turn.
We can't afford to keep expensive resources like pilots who cost about $185,000 a year to employ on the payroll in the hopes that the economy may rebound.
Monjo says furlough means a temporary layoff, and there is a chance the pilots can be hired back in future. Bob Thrush, president of the Independent Pilot Association, says the pilots got an early indication of the furloughs about a year ago.
And obviously the economy was still not really recovering well early last year. And the association worked with them, and we came up with a voluntary cost savings program to save them the money that they felt like they could save if they laid off pilots.
Thrush says IPA did everything possible to save the pilots' jobs with no results.
The union stepped up and volunteered savings through reduction in guarantees, taking sick leaves, extended leaves of absence without pay to help all these guys keep their jobs and put the money on the table. And they told us they didn't want voluntary savings. They wanted some type of fixed savings, which essentially is corporate speak for contract concessions.
The Anchorage UPS domicile is the second largest in the country. It attracted 155 UPS pilots to make their homes in the area, and now about half of them will be furloughed. Will Goolsby is looking at losing his pilot's job by this weekend.
You know, with being furloughed, we get no severance, no move package or anything for the group of guys up here. And we're pretty much stuck on our own looking for jobs and looking for employment. And some of the guys are going to be hitting the streets and just collecting unemployment.
Goolsby got a letter in February of this year indicating his furlough would start sometime in May. He says his options for finding another job in Alaska are limited due to the type of plane he flies and to the type of salary he commands. UPS's spokesman Monjo says the company will be willing to hire the pilots back if the economy picks up. And he says UPS has offered furloughed pilots sick and vacation leave payouts, but that's little consolation for families with kids in middle school, like the Goolsbys, who'd like to stay in Alaska.
And would I come back here? Yes, I would probably plan on coming back here if given the opportunity. I really don't want to leave.
Monjo says UPS won't be reducing service at its Anchorage hub, but will be filling the pilot positions with senior pilots from elsewhere in the system. That's a move that makes Thrush bristle.
Many of these crew members that are getting moved up here, they're not going to move to Anchorage, relocate themselves and their families, and they can commute back and forth from the lower 48. And that's what the majority of them intend to do.
The bottom line is the $12.6 million in lost annual payroll from the furlough of 84 pilots who reside in the Anchorage area, according to union data. Thrush says the IPA is footing the bill for COBRA insurance benefits for the furloughed pilots. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says he's dismayed by UPS's call.
Always something that's of concern when you've got good high-paying jobs. You know, that does come back into the economy, certainly in their spending. And they're also our friends and our neighbors. And if they don't stay in the community, then that's a loss as well. So it ripples throughout, both economically and in terms of just having good community neighbors, maybe moving on somewhere else.
Sullivan says there's little the city can do to avert the furloughs. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.